It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show right here on Regional Radio. We're now joined by victorious head coach of the Potosi Trojans, Ed Haar, is with us now. And coach, 34-20 victory for you guys tonight. Got up early. Perryville made a little bit of a late charge at the end there, but overall, pretty consistent performance for you offensively and overall pretty good defensively as well, as one of those touchdowns came from the defense of Perryville.
Yeah, we were pretty happy with the way our kids responded. You know, we faced some adversities. You know, we had some big penalties against us, gave up a couple big plays, like you said, there in the second half. You know, and then we fumbled the ball in our own end zone. You know, that's never a good thing, stuff we got to overcome. But I was proud of the kids for staying together, overcoming those things, and getting away with the victory.
Coach, you look at it, and, you know, we mentioned it before the game. You reworked the offense a little bit in the offseason, and while you don't throw the football a whole lot, you guys are able to kind of deceive the other team's defense just because of the fact that you have multiple running backs and running backs that do different things. You got Merciel, a power back, and you've got guys like Isaac Gagan and Kyle Miller who are speed guys, and then you've thrown a little bit of Braden Isgriggs as well. All of those guys contributed tonight, and that had to feel good watching that.
Yeah, it felt really good. You know, with our offense, it's starting to click a little better for us. There's still a lot of things we can do. We felt we left some points on the board there, you know, and down the road that could hurt us. It almost did tonight, so that's something we got to clean up.
No doubt, Coach. But overall, a great performance from your team. What did you like most about how your guys performed tonight? So was it the running game? Was it your poise under pressure when Perryville tried to make that comeback? What was it for you?
Yeah, the poise under pressure, you know, whenever we fumbled the ball in our own end, you know, and then I was proud of the kids for staying together, and then we scored on the next drive, you know. And then in the second half, you know, we had some penalties against us where we could have hung our heads. We had a couple big plays against us where we could have hung our heads, and they just, you know, so one thing we always talk about is forget about the next play, forget about the last play, worry about the next play, and that's what we did tonight, and I was very proud of them for that.
Coach, we also talked about it, your third season at the helm. A big win for you is, you know, in the third year, big established the culture type of year for you. And to get this win against a team in Perryville who you're so familiar with, a team that you saw twice last year, and a team that certainly, you know, had revenge on their mind a little bit, I'm sure, coming into this game as you, you know, ended their season last year. How did it feel from that perspective?
It felt great from that perspective. Like you said, you know, the two games we played in last year were very close, very hard fought. This one was more of the same. And, you know, I was just proud of my kids for staying together throughout the game. You know, through a football game, there's a lot of ups and downs, and we stayed together, stayed the course, and, you know, kind of finished the job for us.
Looking forward to next week just a little bit, and I know it's a little early to be thinking about it, but you've got a great St. Genevieve team that you're going to be facing up against, and a team that is a lot better than their record would tell you early on in the season with a couple of losses to some tough teams. How do you prepare for them? And I know, like, you know, you're going to be thinking about this during the week more than right now, but overall, what are your initial thoughts on that?
Initial thoughts on them are they always play hard and they're well coached, you know, so teams like that are tough to beat. So we're going to, some of these big plays that we gave up tonight and stuff, we're going to have to eliminate those, you know, to kind of eliminate the negative stuff that's working against us and just focus on the positive stuff that's working for us.
Coach Haar, we appreciate the time and congrats on the victory tonight.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And Coach Ed Haar, the Potosi Trojans, 34-20 victory tonight on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show.